Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett.
Zolf Smith.
Sir Bertrand McGavigan.
Hamidullah Harun Al-Tahan.
Are you all still alive?
Just yeah. About
then I'm doing my job.
For a little while, at least.
But it's completely fine.
Like, oh, no, I haven't taken any damage yet, but we're already building.
Of
that's course. Exploding.
Of course Bertie's fine. He's hacking away at an inanimate object.
Yeah.
I've been working on this keyboard with my massive sword.
He's all over that keyboard like a kitten. Like, that's what he's doing.
Is it a magical sword? Because otherwise surely it's getting dulled.
Oh, it's getting, yeah. It's getting completely trashed.
It's
a magical sword.
Oh, it is
also
a magical sword. It's fine.
So, where we left you all off?
We're playing Uncharted. Basically, we're running out of an exploding building.
This maybe.
It's Uncharted.
How many Uncharted levels have you played with flying brains?
None.
Yeah, technically original. That's all that matters. I took a series of unoriginal parts and assembled them in a way they've not been assembled before.
Like the supercomputer.
T-
technically
you did
correct.
Art.
Best kind is correct.
Technically, just adding brains is art. As we learned from...
That was actually really pithy.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole freaking series now. Yeah. We can't stop it. And I can't deny that it's art. Even though I want to.
So, where we left off, everything was exploding, brains everywhere, huge chunks of glass, ceilings are caving in. A voice that has been speaking to you the whole time has stopped. With that in mind, Hamid, you're up. What do you do?
I walk over to Bertie, and because it's hard to get his attention when he's in a killing rage...
with furniture in particular.
Yeah. Tap him forcefully. I'd say, Bertie, we need to go!
What?
We need to go! The whole place is coming down around us!
Ugh, fine, spoil my fun.
And I cast Shield on myself.
Okay.
To help protect me from flying debris and bits of explosion as we go.
Zolf, you're up.
I am going to lean back, tap Sasha on the hand again, and cast Shield of Faith.
Okay.
War Negates, do you want to? No, it's pretty good. Spell creates a shimmering magical field around the target that averts and deflects attacks. So they get a +2 deflection bonus.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Did they cover you as
no.
well? Gosh, so selfless.
At the moment, quite, yeah. There's nothing going on.
You're also my way out, because if I get knocked unconscious, I still go, because you're wheeling me.
See? Technically correct. The best correct.
Yeah.
So,
well, actually correct.
Yeah.
You're up.
Oh, Percy.
It was a quick round.
Yeah, that's fine. In that case, but like he's the child that's been dragged away from Legoland at the end of the day. Like, fine! Stomp.
Run, stomp.
Yeah. The second that you are outside this room, it looks like someone invisible with two hammers 50 foot tall is just trashing the place in a way that you only wish you could.
Mostly feels jealousy.
Well, way to make him feel unmanned.
Yes.
Sasha, you're up.
I continue running towards wherever the exit is, which I would know having spent a week there.
Yeah. You're like, you have a very clear layout. You weren't forbidden from going anywhere, just not out. Yeah. Zolf and Sasha, both of you, reflex aid.
No, I've sat in a wheelchair. What? I'll roll it.
Duck.
Yeah, I guess so. Three.
An appropriate roll for the situation.
Yeah. The system
well
works.
Done, fate.
And you have to have guidance active.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, so...
That's a good memory. Going back a whole week.
Pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a piece of shrapnel blows out and hits you for 3 damage. Yeah, you get clipped in the shoulder again. It tears your jacket, which immediately knits itself as you're running. So...
She took some damage in the fight, so you might have to cast a heal spell on her at some point.
Meanwhile, Zolf, you take 3 damage as well.
Oh,
from a different piece.
I'll
it's
take
just
it.
Flying glass. Which, as we know, does no harm if you're in an action film. This is not that film.
Smashy, smashy.
Hamid, you're up.
Are brains also falling down and flopping?
There are brains sprouting.
Like beached fish. Bleh,
bleh, bleh, bleh.
There are brains going... However, some of them appear to be just splashing, as in, like, they're not in a fit constitutional state to bounce anywhere.
I mean, also, that's why skulls exist.
So. Pretty much.
Yeah, they're soft brains, generally, traditionally.
I take the run action, which is a full round action that allows me to move 4 times my normal movement speed.
You overtake Sasha.
I assume everyone else has been doing the same thing, but they don't know the rules as well as I do and haven't stated it clearly.
Withdraw, run,
welcome,
duck, dodge.
Welcome to
set up a
finder.
Small shop. Take on.
I take the curate action. Yeah. From a very tasteful exhibit at a small art gallery in South London.
I set up a limited liability company to manage my assets.
I take the tax minimisation action.
Yeah. Zolf, you're up.
Cool. I will convert. Sorry.
I love that you're like a reverse tank at this point. You're something that gets wheeled through the situation going heal, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, a little bit. I will convert divine favour into a cure light wounds.
Presumably on Sasha.
Yes. 9.
9. Okay, that's a lot, actually. That's like 9.
Good.
Okay.
All right. I have 9 hit points back.
10.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not full.
Could have tried harder. I know.
Now, remember, I start with 18. If you have more than 18, you don't get to complain.
Yeah, you do. If you end up basically throwing your fragile little body at whatever the monster is. So pretty direct.
30, give me a reflex save.
Shutting that down.
Just to say, I think you do get to complain that provided you make direct eye contact with Bryn while you're doing it. And do it in a sarcastic voice.
We'll all get two reflex saves.
That is 11 if we can modify.
You take 3 damage.
From what?
From a piece of glass which has a part of brain on it. It slams into your helmet, which takes most of the force, denting significantly, and covering the outside with brains. This is now the most amount of brains your helmet has ever seen.
It's mostly damage like negation. It's like anti-brain.
Bertie, would you need a cure of light wounds for that burn?
Sasha, you're on.
Have you converted that from a Jinx's goodwill spell?
Yes, we're all very proud of ourselves, including me. Let's move on.
Then you're running for the door. I do gasp at sort of, where are the legs? You want to get the legs?
Leave them. Just get us out of here.
No, but...
Just get us out of here.
Okay, I keep running towards the door. I don't know where he's stashed them.
Hamid, you are one action away from being out into the corridor with Zolf and Sasha.
And I'm probably, for the first time ever, travelling faster than Sasha, since she's also having to push a wheelchair as she runs.
Well, the thing is, though, is that because she has, you're not travelling at full speed because you're having to push someone, but you travelling with your accelerated speed slower is pretty much Hamid's
speed. Probably haven't made any ground on you.
No, not really.
Right, okay, so I'm going to have to make a reflex. I'm just getting the heck out of Dodge.
Give me a reflex save.
13.
You take 4 damage.
Yeah, see? Fewest hit points, most damage. That's the system.
Keeping you down.
Fine. Yep. Sucks to be you. Great to be me.
Speaking of which, Zolf, you're currently being pushed along.
Sweet. I am going to cast Guidance upon Sasha. I'm going to sit there and be pushed.
And, Bertie, you're still in the large chamber with flying glass and brains everywhere. Are you running for the exit as well?
I think so. I think Bertie would like to retrieve the legs because the legs were very expensive looking.
Okay. In which case, give me a reflex save first. Okay.
That's inarguably correct.
16.
Okay, you don't take damage. There is a very loud clear as something glances off the back of your armour. It's already buried into the wall before you can see what it was.
Yeah.
A huge chunk of ceiling falls down immediately behind where you just were.
The ceiling is probably also very expensive looking as well.
Ah, Mr. Ceiling! You missed once again! Not just Mr. Ceiling, but a missed ceiling. We'll carry on. Cut the second bit.
The ceiling says nothing. You are in the corridor with these guys. However, there will be a branching point where you have to go in opposite directions. You made it out of the exploding cavern. Parts of the building are falling. I'm going to drop you out of initiative order. The building is still coming down around you, so I'm going to keep things moving quickly, but not in initiative order. What are people doing?
So, come on, look, like... This could be the opportunity to mean that you can run again.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm not putting anything on that thing.
Well, even if you don't want them, perhaps we could sell them and give the money to charity.
Fine, if you want to go find the legs,
obviously.
Die in the
crunch, a chunk of ceiling falls, maybe
seriously,
10 feet from.
Where are the legs, Mr. Smith?
Fine, they're back in my room. You can die with an expensive pair of legs and I'll live without them.
Ms. Racket, I'm going in. I'll go hard this with you.
No.
What? No, they're Zolf's.
And funds are being a... Just get the legs and we'll talk about it later. I'm your boss. Get on with it.
Done. Sold. Excellent. Move on.
There is a gout of flame as you are speaking. Presumably...
I cast on Zolf this time. Mm-hmm. The spell I've declared multiple times and accidentally called Shield when actually the name of it is Mage Armor.
Shield is actually a spell.
Shield is actually a spell. So they do pretty much similar things, so it's not that big deal.
It hasn't actually come up since you cast it, so it's okay, but nonetheless.
So it gives you +4 AC.
Cool. Brilliant.
Okay.
Need that. As an aside, I will continue to be casting Guidance on Sasha.
Sure. So, I'm going to accelerate things a bit because it's a large building, huge things are going on.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to cut to Bertie first. Mm-hmm. So, you get to the main stairwell, you all start heading up together, you duck out at a much lower level than they do. You head up the stairwell.
Zolf, I'll give you a piggyback. And I stand in front of him and grab his arms and put them around my shoulders.
I will grab the wheelchair and drag it up the stairs.
Sure. In fairness, it's actually closer to your size than not because, dwarves are technically medium, kind of halfway between medium and small as a creature. So, meanwhile...
So, Bertie's on his own.
So, everyone has started going up this stairwell together to enter into the building above. The second that you are into buildings and maybe normal cellars rather than subterranean levels, the rest carry on up. You have to take a side door, effectively, and now enter into what are effectively the basements of the building, rather than the subterranean complex.
Okay, so what does the level of, like, collapse look like?
There are chunks of floor missing. As you're running, you see, like, running past an open doorway, what was once, like, a canteen or something. Mm-hmm. You see the whole thing just and fall away. And there was no one in there or anything, but you just see the majority of the room fall away.
What is below?
You are now running back over, admittedly with a number of levels between you, what was the cavern.
Okay, but do you run in the direction of Zog's room, which is where
okay.
his legs are?
Give me a reflex save.
15.
15. A section of floor collapses beneath you. You manage to leap and throw yourself forward. It is still possible to go back the way you've come, although you will be sort of shimmying along a much narrower piece of corridor. Mm-hmm. It descends into a mixture of fluids and flame. So there are gouts of flame beneath, but also very unhealthy-looking fluids are sort of being sprayed randomly beneath. It's chaos. You don't have the time to look. You eventually make it to Zolf's room. Mm-hmm. You head inside. Zolf, describe how you would have had your room. You'll have had your pick of... There's multiple places to have slept, and you could have done anything to it you wanted. But Mr. Ceiling was more than helpful.
Yeah, it'll be quite a small room with a simple bed. There'll be a basin full of water over on the side, sort of built into the wall, and the legs are just kind of thrown up against a corner in a heap.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Let's grab the legs.
Okay. Heading back the way you came, presumably?
Yep. Give still me... got Brutor and the papoose, by the way.
That's this fine.
Cool.
Brutor's still happy.
Okay.
He's having a lovely time.
Yeah, Brutor's tongue's just like hanging. Like
give me a perception check.
15 minus 1 is 14.
Okay. So, you're running through.
All right.
Give me a reflex save.
15.
Again, a chunk of ceiling this time. Slams down and managed to duck out of the way whilst wielding legs. You reach the point where you have to shimmy across. Mm-hmm. Give me an acrobatics check.
Do you want to throw the dog across for
you
safety?
You could just go back and give a running jump, which is still an acrobatics check.
Right.
You could try and find an alternate route, whether it's still there. There are many alternate routes you could take.
I think Bertie's going to try an alternate route because his acrobatics check while wearing full armour is minus 8.
Oh, potentially wise.
Yeah.
Give me a reflex save.
Ooh, 1. Critical fail.
1. So you're running along.
He trips up his own feet.
You look to your right, there's another gout of flame. You run past a burst pipe. And then suddenly, an entire section of the corridor on your left-hand side blows inwards. You are instantly thrown against the side of the wall, taking a large amount of detritus straight to the chest and face and so on.
Brutus on my chest!
Yes, he is.
Gonna have to make him forget again.
You take 4 detritus damage, mm-hmm, and 2 fire damage. Brutor takes 1 detritus damage and 6 fire damage. You don't know how many hit points he's got?
No, I don't.
I do!
Has he leveled up at all over?
What did he take a level in? Was it dong again?
That's an unimaginative level.
Look, cross-classing can really, really cause
problems. In fairness, he was going to take a level in House Cat, but I told him it was OP, so yeah. That's a dog. Okay, so you're not buried or anything, but you do. It's a lot of impact damage and flames, which you have to bat out briefly.
Okay, so Bertie continues to look for an alternative exit, a route upwards.
Okay. You are running through. It takes you a little while, longer than you'd like. This bit's caved in. You make it to another stairwell. Mm-hmm. However, as you make it to the stairwell, huge amounts of liquid are welling up through the stairwell. As you come towards the stairwell, you start splashing through it. Mm-hmm. Give me a fort save.
Oh dear. 18 plus 6 is 24.
Okay!
So, you splash through and you're running through it.
It's like the seaside.
It's like burning.
It smells awful. It is sort of... It smells almost putrescent. It's black and purple, and it also has the sheen of like petrol or something.
Mine's muskegness.
How high is it on his body?
It's up to about his ankles, but as you get to the stairwell, it is powering up at a lot of speed. Like, something's gone very rapidly wrong, and the stairwell, the levels below you, at least for this part of the stairwell, seem actually flooded.
Yeah.
But you are free to go upstairs.
Continues up the stairwell.
Okay. Cut back to everyone else.
Yep. Sasha is walking up with itself as a piggyback.
You make it to the top of the stairwell and enter into sort of the ground floor of the building proper. Mm-hmm. The second that you step through, chaos panicked people. Everyone's running. People are evacuating. There's lots of people in white coats. You're into the face of the organisation, and it actually seems like they're doing a very good evacuation. There's people on each corner going, go, 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 left, go, go. There's alarms ringing, and it seems really organised, and no one seems to be reacting. They just seem to think that some kind of industrial problems happened. One of the people who are evacuating sees you and is instantly, you know, come on, come on, go, 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 go.
We put Zolt back in the wheelchair.
Yep.
I'll acquiesce to that.
Yeah. Do you follow the instructions?
Yeah. We want to get out of the building. Okay. That's how I pushed Zolt back.
Sure. You follow the directions. There's someone at the corner. Go left, go left.
I'll start helping the evacuation. I'm just going to join in.
For flavour, can you have fire marshals that are wearing like high-vis jackets and they're actually illuminated, like, magically?
Yes!
And it's little, got glow costs.
Little semaphore, like glow sticks, but made with electric elementals.
Let's rate in again. So, yeah, it's very easy for you to exit the building.
The siren is great. And the stuff is falling down at a regular kind of pace.
It's glitter now.
Yeah.
Are you tiresing in the middle of this?
You want one sentence from a freak reflex save and more detritus damage.
Oh, okay.
You manage to make it outside with Zolf easily. It is a clear path. Mm-hmm. Parts of the building are actually, you know, caving inwards. However, they have a very clear handle of what's going on. There doesn't even seem to be anyone injured. It seems to be going very well.
No, I'm going to run back in.
Sure.
To help Bertie.
So, cutting to Bertie, you make it to the top of the stairwell. You also find yourself in a similar situation.
As in, the office level now.
Yeah, have left all of the liquid behind. Yes, yeah. It was going up, but it's not flooding all of those levels at the speed that you can run upstairs.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've made it up onto the ground level as well. You see the same similar situation. The area that you're in is significantly more damaged, so there's no one there. Mm-hmm. But once you start making your way through to the main entrances, yeah, there's lots of people there.
Bertie follows the well-lit fire exit signs.
Yep. Sasha's going to go back to the door that she came out of, mm-hmm, and look down the staircase.
As you are looking, the stairwell gives a groan, and then the lower levels fall away. There is both a splash and a gout of flame as you look.
That's kind of a good thing, because if it hadn't been so obvious, she probably would have gone down to look for Bertie.
No one's coming
help.
Up that way. No. Not even with rope.
Yeah, so Sasha thinks about how sad she's going to have to make her face look. When she tells Hamid that Bertie isn't coming back up. And, you know, she thinks he's a genuinely good tactical advantage in a fight. He's useful.
A really useful thing to have on the other side of an enemy.
Yeah, he's a really useful focus for the enemy's blows. And, you know, we've shared stressful situations together. You know, we've shared the odd joke, although we don't have very many shared references. And so, you know, she manages to adopt a mask of genuine contrition, you know, sadness. Sure. Is contrition the right word?
Yes. Perception check.
Sad about it, yeah.
27.
You see Brock run down a side corridor of the level that you're on.
The sad becomes genuine and she runs the heck towards him.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Oh, 11.
You poke your head around the corridor, there's no one there.
She runs along the direction that she thinks he's running.
You start running. As you do so, give me a reflex save.
24.
As you're running down the corridor, there's a rumble. You stop, the corridor in front of you, immediately a crack appears where your feet are and falls downwards and inwards. A huge chunk of building collapses downwards into the chaos below.
She screams his name.
There's no answer.
Then I suppose running back the way she came and just looking around frantically.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, 11.
You don't see any Brock. What you do see is coming up from a different stairwell, Bertie. His ankles and feet are covered in like putrescence. Even with the smoke and everything, you can smell whatever is upon them. Mm-hmm. He is carrying the legs. He is soot blackened. His helmet has a massive dent in it from earlier. He clearly hasn't noticed. And his armor's in a beaten up really bad way. Brutor looks happy. He has a burn on the side of his head, but looks happy.
So Sasha's genuine horror at the appearance of what she's beginning to assume was a ghost or her own traumatic memory turns to Bertie. Oh, you're back, but with a really upset face. You made it.
Surprise! You know those there's times when your rumble. Mouth is just too full of caviar?
The stairwell that you have just come up collapses. You are on in the doorway to the ground level. The stairwell behind you collapses downwards. You'll have been sort of going up and down and so on.
Guess we'd better leave here. And she points for a way that she knows is not actually the quite direct way out, but is a way out. Mm-hmm. It allows her a little bit more scouting time and begins to run down that corridor.
You both make it through. It's very easy because you're heading away from the most damaged areas. You see no more Grog. What you do is you step out to join Hamid and Zolf.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What you see is a huge crowd of people. There are a ring of paladins holding everyone back, apparently from the Temple of Apollo.
Does it include Steve, Dave,
William? Yes.
Yes, they are. They are keeping the crowd at bay. You also see Oscar Wilde is there.
Ugh.
The crowd see you and break into an eruption of cheering, whooping, etc. There are a crowd of clerics tending to the people off to one side who were inside the building, sort of ordinatists and so on. They look in really good nick. It's basically bumps and scrapes. And
Hamid basks. Hamid thinks this is entirely the appropriate reaction.
The bedroom starts waving his hand. You are welcome, people of France. You are welcome.
As you know what? Give me a perception check, all of you.
15.
9.
18.
15.
Hamid, you see a huge crack starting to run up the arc. So you are at the entrance, sort of out from beneath the arc. A huge crack is snaking up the side of the building. There is a rumbling from where you are. The paladins are keeping everyone about 200 feet away from where you currently are. Everyone's cheering, and you can just see Oscar Wilde and what looks like a very high up cleric gesturing for you to come over.
I saunter. I think, come on, everyone, and start walking towards Wild.
I'm just going to look for survivors.
Sasha, no!
Reflex save me, Sasha.
Oh, one. Yeah, that's
natural
a one. That's a natural one.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, you've learned. You've learned to switch die.
No, it's because it's the bad one. Oh. I don't care. That's not how dice work.
Okay, right.
Maybe this is Sasha going to join her friend in this room under the ground.
So almost instantaneously, a crack appears in the ground and snakes around the building, almost forming a perfect circle around it, in fairness. Sasha is well over the crack. The rest of you, Bertie, unless you tell me otherwise, Os just stood with it sort of dancing around the back of your heels. Yes, thank you, yes, etc. Nonetheless, the cracks spread, the building parts of the ceiling start.
Bertie's on the safe side of the crack.
You are on the safe side by about an inch.
Right.
You don't hear anything until the first piece of masonry falls about 2 feet from behind you. The entire arch is caving in.
I'm going to cast a stepping stone on her feet.
Yes!
Okay, do it.
Brilliant.
I've done it.
Okay.
It's a supernatural ability, but I've just checked because it's like a floating disc and the range is 25 foot plus 5 per 2 levels, so it's 30 foot.
So stepping stone is the one that it doesn't actually hover.
No,
but it
will...
kills impact speed and stuff.
Yeah, it kills impact speed and might delay it enough for her to jump.
Sure. So... the things start falling away. It is a huge crater that is appearing. Parts of the building are already dropping away. And Sasha, you feel the entire ground give way beneath you to be immediately replaced by Zolf's magical substitution. I'll allow you another reflex save because you've landed onto something solid.
What? No! No, it's not gone! Wait, why did... Zolf, I need to get down there! Then, I suppose, come to a senses and try and run away, but that is a 12.
12. You do not manage to leap to safety. However, you similarly don't manage to fall off the stepping stone.
Hooray!
What we'll say is you prep to jump. The ground gives way beneath the stepping stone. Sasha drops out of sight, still upon the stepping stone.
But so slowly drops.
You drop at normal speed. However, it decelerates when it comes down.
Ah,
so we'll cut to you.
Thank
you. You drop.
At the bottom of a crater.
It is actually trying to get back to me. It maintains a constant interval of 5 foot, unless always directed. So it's trying.
It's not going to be happening.
No.
So you drop, you feel the stepping stone break a fall, and you land, taking...
Where's the falls?
Just the four. Just four fall
just
damage.
Just the four.
No, fall damage.
You've actually managed to land yourself in just like one floor lower, at the very edge of the crater. However, immediately behind you, the entire mass of the building is just disappearing into the depths of, presumably all the way down to the catacombs. A huge chasm has opened. And you are right on the edge of it. You got off very, very, very lightly.
So I took 4 damage.
Just the 4. Like, you have fallen down onto an extruding part of a service tunnel, which is hanging out over this huge crater.
Oh, right.
You've only actually fallen, like, 2 floors, one of which was stopped by the stepping stone.
Mm.
You're in a service tunnel that leads away from the crater.
I'm at the edge of the crater. I'm going to toss a piece of rope down to Sasha.
Yeah, go for it.
Might be able to climb up.
As you are tossing the rope, a whole load of the paladins are running forward to try and help. And
shouting loudly, oh, who'd help?
A rope, yeah, dangles down in front of you.
It doesn't seem like there's any rush now. I think she's going to stare sadly at the building and possibly whisper, I'm sorry, again. And then climb up the rope.
Mm. Steve, Dave, pull! Do it with your shirts off.
As you start climbing up the rope, the rest of the paladins have already got there. There's about 6, and they go very sort of gung-ho at it. So they're all heaving in perfect, you know, time with one another. Mm. So whilst you're climbing up just a little bit, you are up like a shot and up over the lip again.
So are they this universe's version of improbably sexy fireman? You're like, oh,
yes!
So stuck in the tap again!
Yes.
So, you land on...
But it's not improbable. Paladins need a high charisma score.
That's true.
They are probably sexy firemen.
Oh, so it's like air hostesses on the early airlines.
Yeah.
You've got to be this pretty to be a paladin.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that's awful.
You land upon the side of the crater. The paladins, without asking, began hoisting all of you upon their shoulders and cheering.
Yes.
I don't think this is particularly appropriate.
I bask, I wave.
To Bertie, you recognise a song. Apollo! Apollo! Apollo!
Poseidon! I bang on the helmet of the one that's holding me. Take me over to Wild!
They are cheering and pulling you over.
Sasha is slumped very sadly on Paladin's shoulders. She would usually flow through his grasp like the ghost of Ball Bearings past.
Or a dead friend. Or maybe the ghost of a dead friend.
Too soon!
Classics of Bedside Manor.
So you're all brought back to Oscar Wilde and you stood there. There is no wry look upon his face. For once, he actually seems, you know, serious, composed, pristine, but still serious. How are you all?
We need to make a full report straight away.
Yeah, I figured as much.
I am great, but then everyone already knew that.
It's fine, I made arrangements. Will you need a chaise off? He looks, notes the leg, and looks up, and he doesn't make any kind of quips or anything.
Yeah, but only Bertie's horrible enough to do that. Actually, no, I've got a wheelchair.
Okay. So he heads off and starts talking to the head cleric. Then a bunch of orders are carried out. The paladins begin trying to keep people back. Again, it looks like there are cheers for the ordinatists and so on. It looks like everyone got off scot-free. The crater's huge, but it's completely localised around just the ordinateur building. And then, while gestures, a cab pulls up. It's just a normal one, a mechanised one.
Are we still on the paladins' shoulders at this point?
The paladins have put you down.
Bertie has insisted that he puts them back up again.
They are quite happy to oblige.
Yep. This is how I travel now.
Now, take me to the shower room.
The automated cab door opens. Wilde ushers you inside and calls another one for himself, because obviously quite a lot of you.
I'm going to wait for them to put the ramp on.
They offer to help you inside. The cab sets off and begins tracing its route.
Oh, 20.
You are absolutely sure that you are heading back to La Triomphe.
Oh, that's really useful.
Also,
you see a clue etched into the window through the flight of doves.
People are cheering in the streets as your carriage goes past. Not like everyone, but there are people cheering in the streets and applauding and so on. Wilde's in the cab behind you. You keep going. You pull up to La Triomphe.
Are they clearly cheering at our carriage?
Yes.
Like looking it right?
Gosh. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you pull up to La Triomphe. A footman comes and opens the door. The red carpet's there. Your mechanical man is still stood there, still just inside the foyer, ready to hold Brutor, perfectly stationary. Oscar Wilde and the people he was with, a couple of paladins.
But they corrected the ownership of...
Yeah, I turned to Zolf and Sasha and go, didn't they say that we didn't have this suite anymore?
Or, yeah, the machine said it corrected that error. Well, obviously me having that kind of flat
we're
going, is an
it
error.
It is simply what we deserve.
We're going to a briefing, not a sit-down.
Oscar Wilde immediately, you know, gets them to help Zolf out. Goes up to the desk, has a chat. They lead you to the lift, and it takes you down.
No,
they are clearly
the
taking you to the
room.
super secret room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens, they lead you down the corridor.
Wait, if Bertie goes in there, when he comes out...
That'll be the third strike, so Bertie stays just outside.
The door opens, Oscar Wilde tries to usher you all in. Looks at Bertie. Is there a problem?
I'm staying here. Breath of fresh air, you know.
He's got legitimate reasons.
You're vouching for him?
Yeah.
That's good enough. He closes the door. So, Bertie, you are not in the room.
Right.
You hear absolutely nothing.
Yep.
There are just a pair of mechanical men at the other end of the corridor, stood perfectly impassively looking at you.
Got brutal.
Sorry this has happened again, James.
Yeah.
Right, leave, go on.
Get out!
Get out! Wilde sort of sits across the table. Can I get any of you anything to eat or drink or anything? I realise you've been through a lot.
No.
Healing potion would be good.
What do you know about what we've been through, Mr. Wilde?
How much has Bertie told you?
About what?
What he's been up to whilst you weren't around.
Oh, going to find the circlet of Hannibal's tomb.
He told us everything in detail.
Right, well then, I suppose you know that I'm your handler.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, now I'm meant to be keeping things at a bit of a distance. You're not the only team that I handle, although I have to say you're certainly now the highest profile.
Yes.
Well?
I smile.
That will not be helpful.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm quite proficient at... He looks to Hamid. Scrying, divination. A lot of people overlook them as a school. Frankly, I find them quite useful. I was able to discern effectively where you were going, and then I lost track. I actually called Bertie back once I found out how deep trouble you were in the catacombs.
I think technically at least two of us died.
Yeah, well, the last thing I knew was you entered into the Ordinateurs. So then I approached the paladins who I had already spoken to with Bertie regarding getting him down there and retrieving you. Every paladin they sent suddenly decided that what they really wanted to do was not be at the Ordinateurs, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So we sent more. Eventually, they all started wearing off the ability to walk away about 50 yards. We're not idiots. So we had to wait. There wasn't a lot we could do. I made arrangements, pulled some strings. I think you'd be quite happy with how popular you all are. I realise it wasn't something that you were seeking, but I think it might open some doors for you. Nonetheless, everyone was well aware that something was up. And then the last thing that happened is As far as everyone else is concerned, a large amount of people were suddenly alerted to a mechanical failing in the ordinateurs and were evacuated safely, all thanks to yourselves. What actually happened in there?
Right, well...
The ordinateurs are a lie.
Yeah, giant super brain.
It's made of people.
So, Francois Henri created a giant aggregate, basically ordinateur machine out of brains.
The machines weren't really mechanical. He used
It's a combination of necromancy.
Necromancy and the brains from actual people.
And they're connected to the London gangs.
They're getting
bodies from the gangs.
Henri has been using the underground to collect brains.
We had a name.
Yeah, we did have the Parisian version of Barrett.
La Gourmande.
Yeah, Le Gourmand has been acquiring brains. So it's been controlling most of the financial systems of the world, been moving a lot of logistical stuff. It's moving stuff around all the time. So we don't know what systems are going to fall apart now that it's stopped.
Gave me this hotel room, turned out.
Is there anything else I need to know?
There is a... it has started building other versions of itself, one particularly in Cairo, but I would suggest under any big computational, logistical or financial centres, check. Like, just check
it,
for
it had
more
the ability
of itself.
To, as you noticed, affect people's minds and their memories. It had been doing that a lot. It seemed to want to trust us. It seemed to want to be our friend. It had enough of a distinct personality to do that, and we were able to gain its trust, but it revealed to us that it was planning to essentially take over the world.
I understand.
It wanted to seize control from the meritocrats and become responsible for running all human affairs. Now, in some ways, it did want to accomplish good things.
Basically, Henri gave it a set of instructions, did it badly, left lots of loopholes. It thought it was doing good, but it was doing bad.
It was destroying people's minds and their memories, and it was absorbing brains at a prodigious rate.
Rewrote Henri so much he lost his mind, so he killed him.
I'm about to go for a while because I have a lot of things to sort out. Is there anything else I need to know? This is time sensitive.
Check for other things of itself. Any high levels of murder, are people getting brains for it? But find out where else they're getting the organic material from.
Thank you for your service, all of you. Head up to the presidential suite. You're going to be taken care of from here.
Could we just have one second alone in this room as well?
Take any time you need.
Thank you.
Anything is covered by the meritocrats. Don't fret about the price. He steps out, closes the door. Bertie, I've just spoken to your comrades. Is there anything else that I need to know?
One of the meritocrats is dead.
He kind of stops for a moment. Okay. Thank you, Bertie. Is there anything else?
When this is all over, I'm still going to murder you.
You're going to try. He then heads out the corridor, gets in the lift, heads up.
We heard that, right? Because the door's open.
No.
He closed the door.
Oh, he closed it behind
him. Back inside the room, I say, do you think we should tell them about Buller Smock?
Oh, I completely slipped my mind. So much. I mean, there's been so much going on. Oh, we should have told him.
Do you think? I mean...
Yes! But what do you think that we know? Because obviously they would know.
Yeah, they must know already, and they might not want it to be knowledge, and... I mean,
well,
I
we
just
know now.
We should...
But what that means is that makes us more valuable to them. They can't let us. Yes.
So you think we should tell him?
Well, yeah, we might as well be honest. If it slips out in a way that isn't like that, then suddenly.
Okay, then.
It's a huge issue.
I just didn't want to.
Why didn't you mention it now? I'd completely forgotten.
It just didn't seem like the kind of thing we should blurt out if it.
Cut back to Bertie outside the room.
That's just sort of examining his nails.
Looking at his finger again.
Playing with
Bruto. Yeah.
Scrunching Brutal's little ears?
Yes.
singing his favourite song.
Yes. Daisy, give me your answer. Back
to the interior.
Do you think anyone might have survived in there, at the building falling down?
Wheel over to you. Hand on shoulder. Brock's dead, Sasha. Like, dead, dead. Proper dead.
Yeah, right. It gets quite strange when things are falling down around you, doesn't it? It's all, you think you're seeing stuff, and it's just smoke.
Trauma does strange things to people.
I go over to Sasha and give her a hug. At least you got to say goodbye.
More than most people get the chance.
I'm sorry.
Sasha has a very frustrated and patronised expression, but doesn't say anything. It's fine, that's what her eyebrows
what's
do.
The,
dancing over her face.
What's the whole discerning people kind of...
Sense motive.
That is...
She's just up... She's just...
Oh, I'm really good at this!
Yeah.
I've got an 8 modifier!
You're really good at spotting when people are lying.
25. Yeah. Look, people don't usually get a chance to say goodbye. God knows most of us haven't. So, he still cared about you, and he's gone. And he knew you were still alive and doing well. And that's That is so much more than most people will get a chance to do with their loved ones, all right? So, yes, I know it's hard, and yes, I know it must be frustrating being that close again, but that's it. Draw a line under it. Don't let it consume you, otherwise you'll become useless. All
right? Right, you've seems got... like a bit overkill.
No, you've got to move.
Right, yeah, okay, I get it. Look, I won't complain to you again. No, don't worry. It's not... No, it's fine. I won't mention it again. Look. Let's go have some dinner.
I just look awkward at that point.
If you think you're the only
person... Dire lobster, anyone? Yeah, let's do that.
If you think you're the only person who hasn't had tragedy happen at every turn of their lives, then I've got to tell you, no, you deal with it, right? Take it in your stride.
Give us some time, Zolf. I mean...
I just asked if anyone could survive it. Yeah, what's up with you, Zolf? Did you lose someone in there? Did you find someone? I'm sorry, I didn't realise.
No. But the person that I've lost, I will never get that chance that you had, ever.
Right. Well,
they're gone. Yep. They're done. That's it, all
right? Right. Okay, Zolf.
She's going to be okay. Just give her some time. Let's just move on and have some food
or
something.
Let's just go and open this door so that Bertie can help the situation.
Yeah, yep. Bertie's outside. He's just posing the two mechanical men.
Having a nice heartfelt moment in a sealed room is the best idea you have ever had.
Nah.
Sasha is going to open the door and be like, "Hi, Bertie, how are you?"
As Sasha opens the door, she catches him and he's just positioning the two mechanical men's faces so it looks like they're kissing.
All right.
And he's cool.
That's hilarious. Well done you, Bertie. She goes over and starts scrunching Brutal's ears. What a nice dog.
Isn't he a nice dog.
He doesn't start shouting at you for asking a question.
Bertie doesn't get the subtext at all. No, he never does that at all.
Leave as well.
Okay, back in the presidential suite.
Bit of an awkward silence going on between Dolph and Sasha, I imagine.
Well, it's exactly as was. Nice big spread. If anything, bigger than ever. All of your footmen are there, etc. It's nice. It's quiet. It's calm. Everyone give me a perception check.
It's 13. Nice, it's calm. It won't be soon.
18.
22.
17.
Everyone apart from Bertie.
Those age-old words.
That's another t-shirt right there. You're hearing something coming from the balcony outside. Sounds like voices or something. But lots of them and far away.
Oh, no. Ah, don't want to have to do an interview for another darn paper.
I'll do it. I go out onto the balcony.
Head out onto the balcony, and there is another echoing cheer. Having looked round, it becomes apparent that a number of people have been climbing up onto rooftops in order to get a better look. A cheer starts echoing through the city, which is just, "Rangers, Rangers, Rangers."
We're still working on the name!
So, everything's fine and there'll be no ramifications.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's a happy ending,
we've
guys.
We've only taken down the computer behind most of the world's financial systems, and that will be all right.
It's just like the ending of Star Wars Episode 6. It's or a big
Fight
party.
Club. Yeah, I was thinking about Fight Club.
I mean, it's actually closer to Fight Club.
Much closer, We're...
And we're seeing,
seeing ghosts.
Ghostly things.
Yeah.
So everything's fine with no emotional ramifications. So I think we'll wrap that up there and come back next week. And who knows what direction it's going to be taking next week.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. That was episode 49. Next week is episode 50.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've got a party planned.
I mean, not including all of the, of course, numerous bonuses.
We've had lots of...
Excellent to listen to.
Yeah.
Extra bits too. But shall 50 of the main...
I'm going to bring cheddar cheese and pineapple on sticks because it's not a party if you don't have cheddar cheese and pineapple on sticks.
Tiny sausages. Like the tiniest you can imagine.
I might wear a sausage.
Yes.
I'm going to take everything that James brought and cover it in chocolate just because he won't like it then.
That's true.
I'm allergic. That's cruel to me.
It'll be chocolate that you can eat.
White chocolate.
Yeah.
I can bring some tiny scotch eggs.
Oh. Yes.
Cover them in chocolate too.
No.
So we'll see you all next week for the party, guys.
Peanuts in there.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
what just squeaked?
That was my foot against the chair.
Okay, if it's a one-off, that's fine. Okay.
Don't let it happen again!
No, I just meant if there's
otherwise,
that
the foot has to go! And we know that he's not above that!
I've done it once, twice. I'm willing to go thrice. Okay. Zolf, you're up.
Cool. I'm just... Ben is now having a look through the book. Yep, so this is welcome to playing a magic caster.
It's not Pathfinder related, he's just brought his novel.
Yeah,
just wasting everyone's
time. Oh, okay, that's fine. I will convert divine favour into a cure light wounds.
Presumably on Sasha.
Sorry, I'm just going. Just flicking
hey,
back.
Hey, Sasha! I heal myself for three. You're dying.
See, this is why I don't play clerics properly. Because I can just avoid this if I ignore spells.
You know what? For listeners, Ben's making an active effort now to get it really on the money and obey every rule. And what that translates to is turning a page every 3 seconds to cross-reference with every table in the world.
It's like that with real-life religions. If you're a priest and you carry around a book the whole time, you're like, oh, can I do this? Flick, 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 flick. Oh, I've got to roll a d6.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.